The entire city had heard of the instant love affair between Pharaoh and his filly. Now the word spread rapidly through Galala that Nefer was going to put the rope on Krus. Horsemen all, they knew that the colt would be a different proposition from the filly. They were in a ferment of excitement at the prospect of Nefer's first attempt to break him in. Nobody went out into the fields that morning, and all work in the vehicle shops and on the buildings was suspended. Even the training regiments were given a day's holiday to watch the attempt. Thus there was fierce competition for the best positions on the city walls and rooftops that overlooked the field below the Fountain of Horus. Nefer and Meron went out through the gates to ironical cheers and ribald advice shouted down from the walls by the wags among the crowd. Krus was in the centre of the herd. He stood out among the other animals, taller by a hand, and his head was distinguished. All the horses had sensed the mood of the watchers, and were skittish and nervous as the two men paused at the gate and hung the coils of flax ropes over the fence. "I'll try him first with a cake," Nefer said, and Meron laughed. "Look in his eye! I think he'd eat you before the cake. Nevertheless, I will try. Wait here." Nefer went through the gate and moved in slowly as he had with Dov. Krustis liked this attention. He arched that long neck and rolled his eyes. Nefer stopped and let him settle down to graze again. He took a durra cake from his pouch and held it out, but when he moved forward, Krus tossed his head, kicked his heels to the sky, and galloped furiously away down the fence line. Nefer chuckled ruefully. "So much for my gifts. He will not make it easy." "Look at him run," Meron called. "Sweet Horus, if Dov is the north wind, then this one is the Khamsin." Krus was running with the other horses now, leading them. Nefer and Meron went into the field together, and between them worked the herd gently down to the corner of the fence of heavy poles. There they milled round nervously in the dust as the men came up. Then they broke the wrong way, galloped back to the top end of the field before Nefer could cut them off. Twice more Krus led them out of the trap. But then Nefer sent Meron to cut him off on the far side of the field, and Krus made his first mistake. He came thundering back towards Nefer. Nefer shook out the loop on the end of the long flax rope he carried, coiled over his shoulder, and waited for the colt to come through the narrow gap between him and the wooden slats of the fence. Nefer judged his moment and put the loop into flight, a spinning circle over his head. Then, as Krus galloped through with his neck stretched out, Nefer shot out the loop, which dropped neatly over his head and slipped back to the front of his shoulder. The coils of rope were whipped off Nefer's shoulder, one after the other, as Krus bore away. Nefer braced himself with legs spread wide, leaning back with the end of the rope wrapped half a dozen times round his wrist. The rope came up hard, with the running colt at the end, and Nefer was yanked off his feet and hauled face down onto his belly. The colt felt the grab of the rope and the weight, panicked and bolted. Nefer was dragged after him like a sledge, bouncing and rolling at the rope's end. The crowds on the rooftops and the walls exploded into hysterical mirth and cheers. Mintaka stuffed her fingers into her mouth to stop herself screaming, and Meriarca covered her eyes and turned away. "I cannot watch," she cried. The colt reached the fence at the end of the field and swung parallel to it. For a moment there was a slack in the rope, and Nefer used it to roll onto his feet. His belly and legs were grazed and covered with green grass stains, but the rope was tight around his wrist. It came up hard again, and he was jerked forward brutally, but he kept to his feet. Using the impetus, he went after Krus with long strides, dragged along on the rope's end. After one circuit of the field, Krus slowed to the heavy drag, and Nefer consolidated his gain by digging in the heels of his bronze-cleated sandals. Then, as they slowed, he swung himself out on the rope's end, catching the colt by surprise. The animal stumbled to change direction of the paw, and as soon as he steadied, Nefer swung himself the other way. Twice more Nefer was pulled down, but each time he fought his way to his feet again and put pressure on the colt. In the meantime, Merrin had opened the gate and driven the rest of the herd into the adjacent field. Then he closed it so that man and horse had the empty field in which to fight it out. Nefer dug in for a foothold and swung the colt's head towards the fence, forcing him to back up on the rope or crash into the heavy poles. He gathered up the slack in the rope, then raced forward. Before Kruse could recover, he'd taken three turns of rope around the heavy corner post of the fence and pinned him. Kruse reared and plunged, shaking his head and rolling his eyes till the whites showed. "I have you now," Nefer gasped, and worked himself, hand over hand, down the rope towards him. Kruse rose on his hind legs and struck out at the rope, whinnying shrilly. "Gently, gently! Will you kill us both?" Kruse reared again and lifted Nefer off his feet. He came down four square, and they confronted each other, the colt trembling wildly and sweating down his back and shoulders. Nefer was in no better case, the front of his body covered with scratches and grass burns, from which blood and pale lymph oozed. He, too, was running with sweat, and his face was contorted with the effort of holding down the colt. They both rested for a space. Then Nefer started creeping hand over hand down the rope towards Kruse again. He reached the horse's head and flung one arm around his neck. Kruse reared again and lifted Nefer high, but he kept his grip. Again and again Kruse tried to break away, but Nefer hung on. At last the colt stood trembling, and before he could recover, Nefer had thrown a loop of the rope around his back leg and pulled it tight. When Kruse tried to bolt again, his nose was almost touching his right flank, and he could only turn in a tight circle. Nefer secured the knots in the rope, so that they would not slip and strangle Kruse, then staggered back. He was so exhausted that he could barely keep his feet. Kruse tried to run, but managed only to follow his nose in another tight circle. Round and round he went in a right-hand turn, slower and slower, until at last he stood confused and helpless, nose pointing at his rump. Nefer left him and dragged his battered body to the gate.